Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on April 24th, regarding Kevin Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Holton as described in the report cited above. Appeared you have now provided me with additional medical documentation to consider in this case. Appeared most of this was previously available, so I will highlight what is new. Appeared new paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Strauss on 12-14-20. Appeared we were previously in receipt of his documentation through 9-19-17. Appeared the new documentation noted he lacerated his right thumb MP region while at work on 2-24-17. Appeared he underwent a series of surgeries. Period. He also had a second injury in December 2019. Period. He had last received treatment by way of an injection by Dr. Sarkos in 2020 for his right thumb MP joint without improvement. Period. He also had an MRI scan recently. Period. X-rays in the office showed no evidence of degenerative changes at the right thumb. Period. Dr. Strauss opined he was capable of full duty at work. Period. The extensor tendon injury from 2017 has healed and is functioning well. Period. His complaints of joint pain since the time of the injury in 2017 continue. His prognosis for this joint is poor, as it has been painful for 3 years, according to his history. They discussed treatment options, including surgical approaches. Period. Additional occupational therapy was rendered beginning 5-7-20. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Strauss. Period. New paragraph on 4-9-21. He performed left thumb metatarsophalangeal joint arthrodesis with autograft. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was arthritis of the left thumb metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. Additional therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Strauss through 8-5-21. Period. At that time, the petitioner was only using ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph findings and conclusions. The additional documentation shows Mr. Holton underwent another surgical procedure on 4-9-21. Period. Dr. Strauss had opined the need for such was attributable to the work injury of 12-20-19, period. New paragraph, I previously offered 12% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand, of which 2% was attributable to this event, and the balance of 10% to his pre-existing hand condition, period. I would now offer 14% of permanent partial disability at the hand. This accounts for his surgery in 2021 involving arthrodesis. Of the metacarpophalangeal joint. Period. The operative report references this being on the left thumb, but I believe that is incorrect and should reflect the right thumb. Period. Thank you for the opportunity. If you allow me to provide you with this supplemental report. Period. Please feel free to contact me if I can be of further assistance in this matter. period, and